now with a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com. Pump it up. There we go. You know, I just lose all inhibitions when it comes to doing my show here, and I'm really excited about this. Yes, we are live, and I don't even care if I was on pitch, because, you know, when you listen to anything ABBA, everything gets thrown down the street, including sometimes your shoes.
And Pierce Brosnan.
And maybe, you know, I hope to say that on another part of your clothing, because you're just having a great time. Anyway, no, did you hear me say that? We're live here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1416 AM. This is Linda Bott. Welcome to our first Thursday of the month here on May 6th. This is, we're live, and it's very exciting because I've got two incredible women in business. So we're going to be highlighting two businesses tonight. So I do not want to screw up this name. She is lovely. I just met her, but I know of her because I attended a party and there was this fabulous arrangement in the middle of the table. And it was this gorgeous statement piece that were several succulents in a fabulous, porcelain pot. Or what kind of like a stucco pot, whatever kind of the pot, but it didn't matter what the pot was because the succulent arrangement was incredible. So a good friend of mine, JL, gave me this gal's name, and her business is called Soil in the Sink, and welcome to Justina Gutierrez.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here today.
Great to have you on, and this is your first time to really talk about your business on the radio.
Yes. Yes,
okay.
Thank you.
And we're going to get a little bit more into that. And, of course, with me tonight is one of my favorite old-time friends that is an incredible also woman in business. She's with Stifel Investments, and that's our own Susan Eastman. How are
you? Great. Thank you for having me. Really happy to meet Justina and being on your show tonight.
Thank Absolutely. You. This is all about supporting women who have a vision, even though we have a Women of Vision show, but tonight I just thought it would be really incredible, especially Mother's Day is coming up, and you know, power to the women and power to what these two women we just met over next door, of course, our downtown studio, we just went to Kobe, so we could really just kind of plug into each other's energy and get to know one another, and we got to meet Justina tonight. So first question I have, first of all, I want to say I've got to thank my sponsors. I want to thank Country Kitchen. They're open, and they've got a fabulous bakery at Country Kitchen. Of course, the other place to go for breakfast, Black Bear Diner, and one of our lead sponsors, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and, of course, one of my favorites, Four Winds Jewelry. So thank you for sponsoring our shows. So let's get back to Justina and Soil in the Sink. Justina, you brought in a fabulous arrangement that you did. I said I really wanted you to do something spectacular for Mother's Day, but it ends up I'm going to be giving that when I see it. It belongs to my father for Father's Day.
Yeah.
So I'm taking it to Sacramento this weekend.
Yes.
So how did you get involved with, that's just a specialty. It's like somebody who does like a special cut with hair, or they're a painter and they have a, so succulents.
Yeah. Succulents have always been, well, I started out with houseplants. Houseplants were always, they were, that was my first love, and I had a ton of them, and I was introduced to succulents, I believe, by my grandma, and she had them all over her yard, and she used to let me take her clippings, and I realized how easy it was to propagate, and from then on, it was game over. I just filled my yard with a ton of propagations, and that was it.
So, like, how old were you when you started, like, growing, propagating succulents? I'm sorry, those are big words.
I was an adult. I had moved here already, so I moved out of the house. When I moved up here to Shasta County, I moved up here with just a car full of my house plants and my little dog. And when we bought our house back in 2011, that's really when my my collection really began. And so I was an adult.
Wow. So let's talk a little bit about, I love your story. You moved up here from San Jose mm-hmm. with your husband,
mm-hmm.
three kids.
Well,
you had your kids here.
Yeah, at the time he was my fiance.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
And so we moved here in 2008 we moved up here. 2011 is when we bought our house, and then we had all our three kids.
Okay, so in that house, with that house, your children were born.
Mm-hmm.
And did you have a business at that point, or were you doing mm-hmm. things for friends?
No, I didn't. It was just all out of... it was just a hobby, and I started following other succulent accounts and decided to make my own and share what I have. And I had taken my kids down to the farmer's market one Saturday, and seeing all these small businesses really inspired me. And I seen specifically this one vendor that had a bunch of vegetable starts and a couple single succulents, and it just, a light went off in my head, and I said, I can put together arrangements and sell them just from clippings and propagating my own stuff, and you know, possibly start a little business from there.
Did you use Facebook and also continue to go to the farmer's market to
mm-hmm.
expand?
You know what? I didn't use Facebook. Facebook is kind of recent. It was more Instagram, just because I felt...
pictures create 1,000 words.
Yes, yes, and so, yes, the farmer's market, and I went home and told my husband my idea, and I seen these flyers for the Whole Earth and Watershed Festival. And said,
oh, yeah.
That's why I want to do my first event. And so my husband really encouraged me to create business cards. And so I did, and after that, I kind of felt a little more official.
Oh.
And that's how it started.
Well, I got your name for, if she's listening tonight, you know, JL. Woohoo!
Ooh, hey, girl.
Hey, girl. So JL gave me your name and number, and as soon as I saw that succulent arrangement at this birthday party we went to, I was like, I have got to meet this woman, because you have definitely an artist's eye and a feel.
Thank you.
It's a passion. You can see it and feel it in your arrangement. It would be like if somebody had a fabulous flower arrangement, you know, people who just totally dig the detail.
Thank you.
You're totally pay attention to the detail. And it has a very different energy than the one that I saw the other night, the first one I've seen of. This is only the second one I've seen of your work.
Uh-huh.
But I was fascinated by your story. So you move up here, you have your kids, one of your kids goes to Grant, and mm-hmm. And that's how our mutual friend met you.
Correct.
And then, I know it's emotional, but then you have your children, have this house, the car fire.
Yes. Yes, it was just my husband and I did do the Whole Earth and Watershed Festival, and we did amazing. It just felt really good to be a part of the community and to get such a good response. And so I went home, and I had a fire lit within me. And so I went home and just propagated everything that I could. And yeah, and then the fire came and, you know, wiped all of it out. I was able to, save a couple sentimental pieces. One pot specifically that my mom had given me, and she had wrote on it, "Mama loves you." So as we're evacuating, coming in and out of the house, that pot,
you had to grab it.
I had to grab it. Yeah. It just kept, it was staring at me, reaching out to me,
yeah.
Grab me. And then another piece, this plate that belonged to my late grandma that had the succulents didn't belong to her, but the pot did, or the plate. And
yeah.
So, I grabbed that piece too. And,
did you have babies that grew from the succulent your mom gave you? Do you still
you know
have
what?
Like things that have grown off of that?
I don't think so. I don't think so, but, you know, we're always sharing plants and stuff.
Love
so
it.
I'm sure there's something that I have of hers. And
I love it. Okay, now we do have to take a break.
Okay.
This is how it works. You know, we have to thank our sponsors and do some commercial breaks. But this is Linda Bott. I'm live here tonight on our wonderful show, North State Now. I'm here with, right now, Susan Eastman, who is with Stifel Investments. And we're going to get to dive in here because I wanted you to co-host with me tonight, Susan. And the last half hour, we're going to go into all your detail. And I love to hear what you've been up to and what brings you to, you know, how you round up your life or round out your life into 2021 and what we've all been through investment wise and where we're going. And you just have always been able to maintain a really incredible positive attitude. You're a total player in the sense that, you know, you play ball and play game and you're game. And I love that about you. You're just your spirit, your incredible spirit. And then tonight, introducing Justina Gutierrez with Soil in Sink. Soil in the Sink.
Yes.
That's it, Soil in the Sink. And you can find her on Instagram. We'll find out more information about these two ladies after our break here on KCNR. We'll be right back after these messages.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Mama Bear deserves more than just one day of celebration. So we're offering moms month-long special at Black Bear Diner. Start with a momlet, a fluffy three-egg omelet made with delicious smoked bacon, mushroom, tomato, avocado, and cheddar cheese. Or grab a chickadee chicken sandwich, crispy golden chicken tenders on a brioche bun, topped with American cheese, bacon, mayo, and house-made bacon ranch dressing. Top it off with a mocha cream pie. Offered all month, anytime, any day at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to our live show here. This is Linda Bott. How are you guys tonight? The 6th of May. Yeah. Mother's Day is this weekend. And it's a great time to, you know, let a mom of any kind. It could be even the mother of, you know, pet mom. You guys both have 3 kids.
Yeah.
Susan Eastman and Justina Gutierrez. 3 kids.
Yes.
Now, here's a weird thing. I've got to say this. We're talking about soil in the sink. And I'm looking at the card, and it says succulent arrangements, which we've been talking about. I've been, like, in awe. And workshops. I'm like, you do workshops? And Justina says,
yes.
And I'm like, do you do parties? And you said,
absolutely.
And I was like, when and where?
I hold my workshops at various places. My very first workshop was actually held by our mutual friend JL. She's the one who pretty much somewhat put me on the map. And I told her I wanted to do a workshop, but I need to borrow your friends. I know you got a lot of them, so let me borrow your friends and let's have a workshop. So she did. She's like, okay, you know, JL loves to have parties and host, and so she invited 30 women. 30 women came, and which is huge.
Yeah.
You know, especially for my first workshop, and from there, those women posted on their social media, and after that, a lot of other people reached out to me and said, "Hey, I seen what you do. Can you hold one and hold one here?" And so, for the most part, we do a lot of workshops over at Westside Wines.
Ooh,
I think I just recently saw that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Susan. Do we want to do that?
Yeah.
We do.
We want to have wine, and we want to come do a succulent.
Yeah.
Now, do you supply the succulents?
It's kind of like a Mary Kay party. So you provide the venue, and you get your friends and your drinks, and I will bring everything else, the succulents. Everybody can. I'll bring a various amount of pots, and I'll set up like a buffet of succulents,
not
and
food,
I'll bring
succulents.
Yeah,
you
not
bring
food,
the
but
succulents.
Yes, and all the tools that we need to create it, and I just go over how to create the arrangement, how to take care of it after you get home, and then everybody just enjoys themselves and has a glass of wine or two, and we just get creative.
And how do you, what's the soil that, do you have a secret soil?
I do have a secret soil, yes. Yeah, so it's, I've had some experience trying to make it and create it, and I've come up with something that works well, and I do sell it. So funny story is, one of our very first, venues, our booth that we set up, my husband tells me, you need to bag up your soil and sell it. And I thought, that's silly. Why would people buy dirt from
no,
you?
No, it's secret soil, honey. It's like secret sauce.
It is.
A secret recipe.
Yes, it is. And you know what? It's sold out. I did it, and it sold out. And so I was like, that was a great idea. And so I do, and people call me and ask me, hey, do you have any soil? And so I just bag it up for them. And this year I've been so fortunate to be so busy, I haven't had the time to bag up my soil and promote it. But yes, I've been able to create my own mixture of succulent soil that works well, and people like it.
Oh, now see, that's fascinating. Because today, I bought this, not today, but today I realized that I bought this beautiful split-tail palm houseplant, and I put it in a part of my house that it got indirect lighting. And I thought to myself today, I had to move it because it looks like it's not happy in that place. It's not happy like when I bought it. And I was thinking, am I watering it enough? Because I'm not a plant I'm just not a plant person, so I don't know if that means it's not liking the spot it's in, it's not getting enough soil, it's already in the pot that I bought it in. But anyway, so do you do something if somebody goes to you and say, can you come over to my house and could you bleep it plant doctor? And then while we're at it, I want to buy a couple arrangements from you.
Yes, I have, and I will. But yeah, I can
consider
do that.
Consider it a date.
Yeah.
Door to door sales.
Yes. Awesome. Yes, I love that.
Well, I mean, because they used to have this business in Sacramento where they did plant rentals. It was huge.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
And then they didn't do it anymore. And I used to buy their rental plant returns, which always be these huge, you know, split tail palms, which I'm fascinated with. But they never last. Or it could be me not knowing how to take
care of
it.
Location.
I don't know. But anyway, so that's fascinating. So somebody can find you on Instagram. How else do they find you?
Yes, you can find me on Instagram under Succadelic, or you can find me on Facebook under Soil in the Sink. And those are pretty much my only two social media accounts.
Or they could call Westside Wines if they forgot that tonight.
Yes.
Westside Wine knows who you are. So.
Yes. I seem to be more active on Instagram because Facebook always has some type of delay and I don't get people's messages. So Instagram is the best way. Or you can email me at Justina, Justina, at soilinthesink.com. And
do you have a minimum when you do your party?
Good question. I do. So
to make it worth
you provide the venue, and I ask a requirement of a minimum 8 people and starting at $45. So with that $45, you will get a pot the size of in between like a 4 to 6 inch pot. And then around 4 to 6 succulents, just depending on what's available or what type of succulents I bring. Some are more common, some are more, a little more rare. So it depends on that.
What an idea. You know, you have a party where you supply the wine. Maybe it could be at your house.
Yeah.
What a great little bridal shower.
Mm-hmm.
Or keep people busy somehow. You don't really want to maybe visit with your family or in-laws or whatever that is. Not that I have a problem with that, but some people do. And then you decide, we're going to have a succulent event. And they'll be like, okay, we're going to be busy. So what are you going to do when you're doing that? Drink wine and make a succulent plant.
Yeah.
Well, the paint and splash was really popular where you go to the
exactly,
paint and splash.
Yeah.
And it's fair fall to be creative sometimes because I know I went to my first one and I was very, I don't think I can paint that. How am I going to relax because I'm not creative? You think you're not creative, but if you can relax.
Yes.
So same with the succulent. You go, how am I going to even do this? I don't know, but you would probably guide them with a lot of inspiration.
Yeah.
And then once they let their guard down, they probably create
fun.
The most beautiful,
so
succulent.
Much fun.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they learn and take it on. And you know what I love the most is when people have learned from my workshops and they take those tools that they've learned from my workshops and send me pictures of other creations that they've made. And that just makes me happy and it makes me feel good. So, but I've done several different types of work, private workshops. I've done some in the backyard. I've, we'll do just private events. I think I've done it at Cedar Crest Brewery. Mm-hmm. And then I've even done a 21st birthday party for a guy over at, View 202.
Ooh, I like it.
So, yes, and I also do, workshops for, like as a team building for your work.
Great.
So I've done that. Something different and new and people really enjoy it.
So
they
what
like
does
it.
Your backyard look like right now? I'm just curious.
My backyard is, you know what, you would think that it's nice, but it's actually a mess because we just finished rebuilding our house and we moved back home in September. So, you know, we think that we can go home and everything's all back to normal. No, there's a lot of work to do and, you know, trying to get back with, we had a lot of dry trees and, you know, some semi-burnt trees that needed to be cut down. And right now everything is just kind of in a temporary place and until we can figure out a more permanent place. So everything is just kind of a little bit everywhere. But I have a patio that are my own personal succulents that are looking pretty amazing.
Ooh, you'll have to take a picture of that. Well, thank you for being with us.
Yeah,
we really appreciate supporting women in business and believing in yourself and helping to create that ripple effect with other people who get motivated. And plants are such a great energy anyway. So we so much appreciate you, Justine. Again, it's Soil in the Sink. You can find her on Instagram and she does parties as well. So be trying to book her now because I know I'm going to get her booked here to do something. I'm not sure what yet, but I'll figure it out.
And you could find us at the Bead Man this Saturday.
Oh!
Yes, this Saturday. I'll be at the Bead Man. And
okay.
Okay. We've got some other workshops coming up, so follow me.
I will take a picture of my father with this and my mother in front of this beautiful succulent arrangement, which is really spectacular. And then we'll be right back because we're going to talk with Susan Eastman and Stiefel Investments of what's been happening in the market, what's happening with your new position and where what you're doing, what's going on. And I'm so glad to have you here tonight.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. This is Linda Bott, and this is North State Now.
Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Since 1890, Stiefel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stiefel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Better believe it. Welcome back. And Jared is at the helm. Thank you, Jared, for being a wonderful producer, picking out songs. He totally knows my taste. Love, I used to sing this song, yeah. KCNR 96.5 FM, this is Linda Bott. How are you doing tonight? Really, it's a great pleasure for me in this segment of the show to have somebody who's been in our lives here for most of the KCNR Free Fire Radio days, and that's Susan Eastman, who is with Stiefel Investments, Vice President. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. And we've known each other a long time. Let's talk about how you got involved in the investment world.
Well,
a little history.
A little history. Okay. So paths go from A to Z. And basically, I was working at a bank when I was 16 years old, and I loved the financial world. I went to college, and when I got out of college, there was the recession of 1981. And I thought I was going to be a big marketing executive with a big marketing firm, and there was a recession. So I got married instead and moved to Stockton, and then I got hired at a savings and loan. See, I keep working for financial firms.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, they had me work. I got hired in a jumbo CD firm department, and we were selling CDs that had 18% interest.
Wow.
And every morning, I would sell these CDs to A.G. Edwards and Sons, who I didn't know I was going to work for in 1996, because it was only 1985 then. So I talked to A.G. Edwards & Sons. I was very familiar with the stock brokerage firm. And then in 1987, there was a savings and loan crisis, like the banking crisis. And our firm was making bad loans, which I didn't know about. So another firm bought our firm, and then I got laid off. So there's a lot of different cycles in business.
Was that did it affect you on any level with the whole Madoff catastrophe?
Well, he recently passed
yes,
away.
Yes, I do know that.
But when you can imagine somebody
no
doing this Ponzi scheme for several years when there was a bull market, and the only reason it was identified is when the downturn of 2009 happened, people were afraid of the market. They wanted their money back. That's when it was discovered. And how he kept those records and all those details, it affects people when you learn to trust people. And in my firm, in any client relationships, it's built on trust. It really devastates a lot of individuals.
Well, that's especially if you are going to retire and there's your nest egg and you've been thinking about, my parents twice have had have been taken advantage in two different situations where they lost thousands of dollars and following wrong, not financial advisors, but somebody they worked with that had a new, you know, of course, it's kind of like the new, just try this real estate, and or how about this, invest in this thing over here. But it wasn't with someone like you who's been reputable and has a huge, long history. So you can just imagine if somebody's got – the trust aspect, obviously what I'm trying to get around to is that you've been in this for a long time. You've had people that are with you in their 70s, 80s, and 90s that have been following you since they were 40, 50, 60, investing with you all these years.
Right. So I've been in the business almost 25 years. And it's interesting that you say that. So I personally don't age people. So – as I'm going through my clients, their investment portfolios, I'm forgetting that they're now 70 or 80, and I want to rebalance appropriately because the market is high, and we need to make sure we're ready for the next leg in the market. And I look at the birth date that's in my screen, and I said, when did they turn 70? And then I'm like, well, I'm 61. What the heck? So we're growing up together, and it's just very amazing how time flies. And when I talk with them, it's great. Every day I get a great experience of connecting with my clients. And I'm so happy to be at Stiefel Investments. September 3rd will be a year. And I'm so happy to be in a more boutique, small firm environment. And it's just a great fit. And there's a family in the office where there's 8 advisors, a team support team. It's just great. And it's just amazing how the clients have been very supportive of my transition.
So, Stiefel Investments, you are located on Park Marina.
2701 Park Marina
right,
Drive,
right.
Second floor.
And how can one get a hold of you?
My line there is 530-244-7199. and you can reach me there. And I'm happy to meet around all kinds of schedules. There's so many schedules everyone has. I will accommodate Saturday mornings if I'm in town because I live very close to the office. And just accommodate all that. In fact, one client called me and she said, it's been so busy. She's a nurse. It's been so busy. Can you meet me Memorial Day weekend? Because that's the next day off I have. So I try, if I'm available, to meet around these schedules because everyone's opening back up. Things are getting frantic a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm available.
Are people worried about, because the stock market has been so, has flourished in some aspects, are people worried, oh my God, when's the downturn? Are you experiencing that?
I have had some questions about this, but because I work with my clients all year long, we're always adjusting to whatever we think is coming ahead, not behind us, what's going on in mm-hmm. front of us. And they understand markets because they've been investors for a long time, most of them. And they are wondering what is the next leg. They know that they've had flourishing accounts, and they see that it feels too good to be true. But they know there's a time when the market does pull back. Mm-hmm. And they sort of expect it. They're expecting it.
Yeah, if you've been a long-time investor, I mean, it's just, you got to ride it out.
Right. So we talk about what they need to get accomplished for the next year. If they need to do some repairs, we're going to put cash on the side. Whatever they're, if they're going to start traveling again, people are really antsy about traveling. They need to get back out.
Mm-hmm.
What trips are you thinking about? So we have conversations about what's going on in the next 12 months.
So typically, how many clients do you meet in a day?
Most of what I'm doing is on the phone. Because people are still gun-shy about getting into the office.
Okay.
And we also have Zoom capabilities.
Okay.
I had to learn how to do Zoom meetings.
Right.
And so I have that camera. I'd rather talk on the phone, but it's a good experience to learn technology.
Yeah.
And so mostly on the phone, because when you build up the trust and they're just used to talking to me, they're like, Susan, just call me. You know, because their time is valuable too.
Right, right. All right, so do you always meet in your office or through Zoom or on the phone, or do you actually go sometimes to a park, or do you go sometimes to a restaurant?
We do. Now that things are opening up and people are getting their vaccines, they will meet me in a restaurant, coffee, homes.
Okay.
A lot of my clients live out of the area, so I will travel. Now I will, once they feel safe with their vaccines, they're ready to see me. I grew up in Salinas area, so I have clients there. I have clients in a lot of locations. So it's open. We can go and get into these meetings. They miss me. I miss them too.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly the phone.
Mostly the phone. Okay, well, we're going to take an early break. When we come back, we have Susan Eastman with Stifel Investments here, a longtime friend who calls in on Friday morning and always tells us here on KCNR in the morning show about what's happening with the Market Minute. I couldn't wait to just get her one-on-one. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about, again, I want to go back in your history, and I want to talk about what rocks your world, what's your favorite thing, and what did you discover about yourself during COVID.
Okay.
We'll be right back after these messages. By the way, thanks to Shasta Regional Medical Group and Medical Center for sponsoring this show, as well as Black Bear Diner, Four Winds Jewelry. Of course, Mother's Day is coming up. Hey, guys, or people, or anybody, if you are thinking of, what do I do? I mean, you can always get a loose stone later on, set it. There's wonderful consignment and vintage, as well as if you love the turquoise and some of the beautiful, I'm kind of holding back because I want to say Indian jewelry. I love, you know, this kind of look. And I have some really beautiful pieces. And Four Winds Jewelry's got a great selection for that as well. Anyway, we'll be right back after these messages here with Linda Bott and Susan Eastman.
And I have a question for you.
Okay.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier before I was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
And you can say for inspiration.
Early Madonna. Yeah. Madonna was like really a force, wasn't she?
Pre Lady Gaga. She was way in advance.
Yeah, yeah. And it should be interesting because I don't know, is this judgmental? I like how Lady Gaga is, I saw Lady Gaga live in Sacramento with my friend Missy, and it was truly, but I never saw Madonna live, Lady Gaga was truly one of the best artists besides Celine Dion and Dolly Parton. She was I just thought to myself, how does one person, you know, she was dancing, she was flipping her hair, she did costume changes, her sets were unbelievable. It was at the Golden One Center. She played guitar. I thought, okay, and then it was a world tour, and then what happened is she got really sick and couldn't continue. I don't know how you beat your body like that. It's pretty,
it's so athletic, and the stunts and the harshness on your legs and...
And then, you know, it's moves. Absolutely. And then, like I said, them playing piano, and it was just intense. It was 2 hours. So, anyway, Susan Eastman is with me tonight from Stiefel Investments, and we were talking about, okay, what did you find out about yourself? And by the way, this is Linda Bott, if you're just tuning in. In the last segment here of North State Now, happy to have you here as we're live here on the 6th of May, 2021. Welcome back to the show. So what did you discover about yourself during this COVID, whatever we've been through?
Well, I found out that I could stay at home because I'm usually very social and I'm always out and about. And I found out that I could stay at home for a while just to be safe and enjoy where I live. It was very interesting. And then the other thing that I found out is that I really am a very social person and I love hugging.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very hard putting my hands down and doing the social distancing. And I really miss that. And I'm so glad that it's coming back inch by inch, even with some clients who have let their guard back down. Because we used to hug after every meeting, or my family, see my parents the first time. I said, well, I'm going to be over here because they didn't have their vaccines yet. And I said, I just need to see you. I feel like we're just not seeing each other. So I went anyway to their house. I didn't have my vaccine, but mostly it wasn't a big party. So my mom goes, you get over here. You're not going to be over there. And so we hugged and I go, I hope I'm not carrying anything, and now we're past that stage and we're vaccinated and
mm-hmm.
and learning about how to accept change and the new rules.
So where do you see yourself going? We're close to the same age. We've been through a lot. I mean, we know early Madonna. you know, we know Dancing Queen. Where do you see yourself as you project the next 10, 15, 20 years? Do you want to keep doing what you're doing, or be on an island somewhere where you just, you know, maybe know 15 people and socialize with those 15 people? Do you know?
No, I like to be part of a community,
mm-hmm.
and I wouldn't want to live on an island. I want to fulfill 10 years of my career, and that means I'm going to be working till 71.
Okay.
But I don't mind that work because I want to be available to clients going through this next change that we might have. And I still feel like I can help a lot of people retire. And how I'm going to achieve that is I can't work, of course, 12 hours a day in an older setting, but I feel like I'm not 61. And so I feel I will just manage my time and my physical fitness and still go on trips. I don't want to wait till I'm 71 to travel, so I plan 3 or 4 trips a year doing different things. Riding my bike, as you know, Death Valley was a big experience.
Yeah.
And I have another trip planned for Idaho.
On bike?
On a bike.
Okay.
So that's one of my, go on a bike, you're not on your technology, you're not with your phone.
Right.
Your phone's in the pack, but you're not on it and you're not using a computer. You're
and
riding.
You're in nature.
You're in nature, you're with, I'm with 12 other women and new women I've never met. So I go and meet other people. And we have the same goal, to finish. And it doesn't have to be the fastest. You can just enjoy the surroundings. So that's one of my goals. So I'm going to keep doing that as long as I can.
That's your passion.
Just being with others, sharing ideas, encouraging others, just living your life.
Well, after what we've experienced this year, that's all we can do. It really is day to day. I mean, we can try to plan. It's important to plan. I mean, because that's what you do. But it's like, what did I do today? Carl and I, when we get back at home at the end of the day after we've gone in our different directions, we usually ask each other, what did you learn today? What stands out for you today? And I love to share those stories because we go fast and we go in different directions, but it's always just fun, even if it's for 10 or 15 minutes, to just, oh, blah, 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 I heard, blah, 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 you know. You know, I just think that keeps you fresh, communication. And
well, you see things differently. Even though you work together,
mm-hmm.
you have a different perception of what you heard and what he heard. You guys are so great. And your day might be totally different than what he saw you having a day, you know, your own day.
Absolutely. Now, what, you had a question you wanted to ask me. Okay.
So I see this succulent, beautiful succulent centerpiece that you're going to give to your dad on your mom's Mother's Day. So what are you planning for your mom?
I have a complete, first of all, it was going to be the succulent plant. Because when I saw it, I went gaga, you know, mm-hmm. when I saw the other arrangement, this one as well, because this one, it just looks like I should name it. It needs a name. It's just, it's like it's a motion picture. It's like fabulous. You move it around. It's got all these different names. But it's got those, it's almost like, it got those, like a dinosaur with the thing sticking out the top. Anyway.
Looks like a crown.
Like a crown cover, yeah. So, my dad, who is a plant guy, loves his, roses. We've got people saying hi from the street. Hi, we're live. Oh, anyway, so my mother, of course, I bought her an entire outfit.
Oh, perfect.
The shoes, the bag, the earrings, the bracelet.
She's not listening, right?
No, okay. And the outfit. She's in Sacramento. And the entire outfit. And then a pair of sandals to go with another dress, so two outfits. And she's somebody who likes to have a full, like when she goes shopping, she doesn't buy a piece. She likes to buy the whole thing.
Good
job. So she doesn't have to think about it. And I always, my mom and I, that used to be our sport. You know, we didn't play tennis. We didn't golf. We went shopping on the weekends.
See, I'm not a shopper.
That's what we did.
Except for when I know what I want. I do never, uh-huh. I've never gone shopping on Thanksgiving, Black Friday.
Oh no.
Oh.
I don't, I'm not, a, I don't no. want to be with crowds.
No.
I like to duck in, midday or early in the morning, and I'm usually in my gym clothes, and I'm just like, you know. But when my mom and I used to go, it would be a full day. I mean, we would start, at 8 o'clock in the morning, have breakfast. As soon as the mall or whatever stores open up, we'd be all day. And that's what we're going to do Saturday. We will start and we will go until, we barely like, do you want to, and she'll say, I'll go, do you want to go over to the bag lady? We call this place. All right, let's go to the bag lady. So we go down the alley and park and get in there. And that's what we do. I'll be all over Roseville, Folsom, Sacramento, Arden Fair. I'll be all over the place.
Be gone all day.
Yeah.
I would be so bored and tired. That's why my clothes look different than yours. I'm just kidding.
We just have a good time.
No, so this is what I'm planning for Mother's
Day.
Okay. It's my new thing.
All right.
I'm making my kids take me on a hike.
Okay. Oh, where are you going?
Gosh. Well, we have to go close. And so Daniel and Mallory live in Folsom and Roseville. Michael lives here. We're going to try to go to Tabletop Mountain in Oroville.
Heard it was fabulous.
Yes. But I think I wish it was fabulous a month ago because that's when the wildfires were up. And the waterfalls, I'm not sure about the waterfalls, but I'm still sticking with the plan. Because then we meet halfway.
Okay, okay.
And
because
then,
there's always Lassen.
Right, but that's still farther for them to go.
Yeah, okay.
So Michael's plan is Lassen because it's right here.
Yeah.
Their plan is, so I have this vision of us going on this hike and hearing about, remember when Mom treated you more special than me?
You have to, siblings have to have the one up.
And why did you want this hike? Because I'm really into fitness right now, right? I'm trying to get healthy.
No, but it's good because you're not going to be on, you're not watching a movie together.
Right.
It's going to be about conversation and strictly just really about your energy being together.
Because if we go on a bike ride, yep. We're never going to talk to each other.
Right. That's perfect.
So we're going to be real close together in that hike, watching those waterfalls.
Well, we appreciate you. We're going to close up the show now. We appreciate you in our family and in our personal lives. You've been a dear friend. Always have such a sparkling personality. I'm so glad you decided to come on tonight. And it was great to have Justina too. Because
I like how you say your last name. Gutierrez.
Well, I had to do it, like, you know, phonetically.
It was great. And she's really special.
She's special. You're special. So I was happy to have these two special ladies with me tonight to make my show extra special right before Mother's Day. And the first, it's my only show in May because there's five Thursdays than I do the last Thursday as well. So I'm glad that we were able to talk about moms and kids and what's special to you and what you create and how you love people and you're reaching out and you're doing things to sprinkle beautiful things in our community. So happy to have you here. Susan Eastman with Estiple Investments and Justina Gutierrez, and this is Linda Bott. Oh my gosh, say it. 96.5 FM. We'll see you in the morning here on the Free Fire Radio Show with Carl Bott. Thanks. You guys have a beautiful night. Stay well.
Thank you, Linda.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.